The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Nepeta, or catmint, is one of my favorite plants. Of course, one of its members, catnip, is a particular favorite of felines. If you're having trouble keeping your catnip plants alive in the garden, consider this old saying. If you set it, the cats will eat it. If you sow it, the cats don't know it. Cats seem to dismiss seeded catnip, but love the transplants. But enough about Felix. Let's talk about the beauty of catmint for us. Catmint is hardy, easy to grow, and deer and rabbit proof. What could be better? The gray-green leaves yield white, pink, or lavender-blue colored flowers in early summer. If you snip it back after flowering, it'll give you another flush of blooms later in the summer. The 2-foot-tall plant's habit can be wild and floppy, so it grows well cascading over a wall, sprawling under a rose, or filling in between other well-mannered perennials. Some newer varieties, such as Cat's Meow and Persian Blue, only grow 12 to 18 inches tall, stay more upright, and have sterile seeds, so they're less likely to become a weed in your garden. Catmint thrives on neglect. Adding too much water, compost, or fertilizer will result in long, flimsy foliage with few flowers. You can divide the plants in early spring to make more catmints, but it isn't necessary. It will flower happily each year and slowly increase in size over time. And now for this week's tip. It's time to prune your grapes. For grapes pruned to a single trunk on a wire trellis, tie a strong 1-year-old branch to the wire on either side of the trunk and prune those canes back to 10 to 15 buds. Prune off all other branches coming off the trunk. The buds on these branches will produce fruit for your crop this year. Leave one small replacement branch with 2 buds on either side of the trunk for next year's canes. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about carrots. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.